Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Get Well Liam is trending on the internet this morning. We'll find out why in a moment. Other trends, Back to the Future, Star Wars, football last night. What a night. Another amazing night for Wigan Athletic. And the guy from the Peterborough Telegraph getting a bit of flack from people from Wigan. That was going balmy at one point.
Never.
Don't mess with the Wiganers.
Don't have a go at football fans.
Don't mess. They came across as particularly nasty. PT Sporty is on Twitter, if you want to have a look.
If you want to troll him this morning.
Well, plenty of people did last night. I don't think I'm flaming that in any way that it wasn't last night. It just came across as a very angry man. Just pipe down. Just enjoy the fact that you get to watch football for free, mate. All right? You get to go to all these games for free. So don't start mocking fans who can't afford maybe to go to a game midweek, miles away from where you actually live, when you might actually have to have a job that you have to go to the following morning, when you're not going to get home till about half 2 in the morning. All right?
Calm down.
I'm right on my soapbox this morning. We haven't even come on to the headlines. If you want your morning lightening up, though, Google Fat Bloke Seatbelt this morning. Fat Bloke Seatbelt.
Okay.
All right, we've tweeted that. I've tweeted that already this morning. So, Fat Bloke Seatbelt. Have a look at that. That will brighten your morning. News this morning. Well, the main story that's really got my goat is this thing again about taking your kids out of school during term time.
Yep.
What's the basic story this morning?
The number of fines has trebled in 2 years.
But now the advice is to get local councils to do what?
Well, they're suggesting that teachers take a more common sense approach and have more control over it rather than having this blanket fine system.
Correct. But even if there was a blanket fine system, until there's some kind of parity, either the fines get so expensive that it just doesn't become worth it, or holiday companies actually get told that they cannot inflate their prices like they do during school holidays, it's going to continue to happen.
I've told you this. Holiday prices will stay expensive for everyone. It won't come down. They'll just go up for everyone.
But when there's a cheaper alternative, people are always going to go for the cheaper alternative.
Of course.
And I do totally agree. Like, if the week before Olivia judges the GCSEs, I ain't going to be taking her on a week's holiday anywhere. And I probably would never take my child out of school for a full week or 2 week block during term time. But sometimes there are occasions where your holidays start on like the Wednesday, because the flights, they start on the Wednesday or Thursday, they run into the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or whatever of the first week of term. If that means saving £1,500 or whatever on a holiday, what are you going to do? If you're going to fine me £60, I'll pay the £60 fine.
I'm so glad you're encouraging people to...
I'm not encouraging. I'm just saying, I think the guy that we had on before was exactly right. Part of bringing up a kid, it's not just about the education, it is about the cultural side of it as well. And if the only opportunity you can afford to take your children abroad to give them a taste of life around the world is to do it, then that's what you do.
Wow.
I tell you, what time is it? 10 o'clock yet? What are we talking about in sport? We've got in sport. It's all
Wigan won.
Yeah, Wigan won again. That's good.
That's good, isn't it?
That's good.
Games unbeaten.
And this is amusing. If you think you've had a bad 24 hours, all right, spare a thought for this guy. This guy is the spokesman for the SSE Arena, which is in Belfast last night, where One Direction cancelled their concert at the last minute. Have a listen.
Unfortunately, the show tonight has been cancelled. As Liam has been taken ill. And while it's not serious,
but can you imagine what was going on backstage? First off, right, two things on this. Couldn't they have performed as a threesome? You know what I mean? It's not like it's a solo
Liam's
artist.
An integral member of the band.
Well, yeah, but if you're a fan, would you not have rather seen the concert with three of them than have it cancelled and then have to worry about whether or not you can get back for the rematch? And also the other thing from that was, can you imagine, what were they doing backstage? Paper, rock, scissors to decide who was going to go on to make that announcement?
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Louise. Welcome to our little Back to the Future show this morning. We're trying to work out, we think you're too young, really, to remember that you haven't seen the Back to the Future films, have you?
No, not yet.
That makes me feel really, really bad. So, more with that coming up in a moment. But it's quite funny sending the kids back to the... Are you an 80s child, if you don't mind me asking, Louise?
Yes, I am.
You are an 80s child, but you're too young to remember the films. All right, well, you'll remember some of the things we're talking about. What's your surname, Louise?
Barrow.
The reason I ask is because I thought that's what you said. I don't know if you had a nickname at school. It only brings me back because I had a mate at school who was called Nick Barrow, and his nickname used to be Wheel. They didn't take the mick out of your surname at school. Please, Louise, they didn't take the mick out of your name, did they, at school?
Not really, no.
No, okay. I wonder if Wheel's listening. He won't be listening, though. He lives in another part of the country. But morning, Wheel, just in case you're listening online. Right, let's play Little Lyrics. We have the kids on from St Peter and St Paul's in St Helens for our lyrics this week, and here is this morning's...
Hi, my name's Nessa, and this is my lyric. Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star, one without a permanent scar? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there?
OK, what's the song? Who sings it, Louise?
It's Train, Drops of Jupiter.
Listen. Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? Yeah, well done. I thought that was a toughie this morning. Loads of you got it, but you got picked out, Louise. Well done. You've got yourself a couple of tickets. You can go and see a film at Wigan Empire Cinema. Well done to you. Thanks for coming on the show, Louise.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, you're on your way to work, by the way. Where do you work?
I work in Chorley.
You work in Chorley. OK, well, have a safe journey into work this morning. Weather's horrendous.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Cheers, Louise. Bye-bye.